You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison spent the final day at the Pacific Islands Forum talking up Australia's environmental credentials and offering an additional $2 million funding boost to Pacific leaders to help deal with oil spills and other maritime pollution events. He also spoke of Australia's record investment in renewables, reduced reliance on coal, and turning around what he calls Labor's emissions deficit. There was some disagreement between Mr. Morrison and the smaller nations over the wording of the final communique. But Scott Morrison says in the end he and his Pacific counterparts came together as a family to discuss their issues.
What those documents do is commit again to realising that here in the Pacific in particular, and Pacific Island nations, the impact of climate change, the impact of rising sea levels, it's not a theory, it's real. It's happening to them right now and has been for some time. And so the actions and the directions that are set out in both of those documents I think speak about our collective commitment to continue to address those issues.
Ahead of the release of the communique, smaller island nations announced their own climate change declaration, which calls for an immediate global ban on the construction of new coal-fired power plants and coal mines. Australia has plans for two new coal mines, with the Morrison government still weighing up underwriting a new coal-fired power plant in Queensland to boost generation. Fortunately for Scott Morrison, a communique was signed with a qualification which exempts larger nations from the smaller nations' climate demands. Tuvalu's Prime Minister, Inele Sopoanga, says he's disappointed by the outcome. He wanted to do more for his nation and the other smaller Pacific nations where the situation is growing more dire.
We should have done more work for our people. I think it's a matter for our people to reflect more. But I seek for a respect, understanding of the Pacific people on the outcome, which is really, a negotiated outcome. And I think it still contains some references to the Secretary General's message to accelerate actions against climate change.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says coal will remain part of Australia's energy mix into the future, but says the Morrison government still needs to do more to take climate change seriously.
Scott Morrison does not have a climate change policy. We do not have an energy policy in this country. Not only do Australians know that, our Pacific Island neighbours know that as well.
Samoan Prime Minister Tuilaepa Sailele Malielengawi says larger nations like Australia and New Zealand must understand how devastating climate change impacts are on their nations.
Otherwise, we have nothing. And so, by right, the leaders of the Pacific nations ought to be harsh in their comments and push as much as possible the arguments for stopping climate change.
Australia's use of carryover credits to achieve its Paris emissions reduction target has also been questioned throughout the forum. The Australia Institute's Director of Climate and Energy, Richie Merzian, says Mr. Morrison should work with the Pacific and rule out using carryover credits.
Our research shows that Australia's controversial carbon credits are equivalent to 8 times the fossil fuel emissions of every Pacific Island country put together. Global leaders will gather in New York next month for the climate summit, and it's unclear whether Prime Minister Morrison will attend, despite being in the United States at the time.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.